From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to have your company around the Word of God once more. John chapter 5, the verses 28 and 29 will feature in our Bible study today. Let me mention our evening program tonight at 9 o'clock. Interest has already been shown in the sermon which we began to feature last week. It's entitled, He is Altogether Lovely, and is based upon the text found in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, the verse 16. I have already had a request for the full tape. Tonight at 9 o'clock I will play a second extract from that sermon, and also we will be continuing our study of the high priest's garments, in which there is a setting forth of the work, the witness, and the glorious person of our Saviour. Join with me then, please, at 9 o'clock tonight. Remember also the Reverend Peter McIntyre's Wednesday Gospel program at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now here's a gospel hymn, and then after we play it, we'll be turning to John chapter 5, the verses 28 and 29. The hymn is, It Is Well With My Soul.
It is
turning to John chapter 5, and we will be looking particularly today at verses 28 and 29. If you were listening to our program last week, you will remember that I had to cut short the comments I was making on Christ's statement in verse 25. In this verse, the Savior issues another wonderful statement which indicates his deity. He has power to give life to the dead souls of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The conversion of the sinner is a resurrection of his soul from a state of spiritual deadness. Please note the link between spiritual life being granted to the dead sinner and the words of Christ. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, they that hear shall live. The instrument that God has chosen to be the means of life to poor, dead, lost sinners is the Word of Christ's gospel. For this reason, the Savior sent his servants into the world to preach the gospel. The gospel is the word of life. The Savior is very conscious of the startling effect of all that he has been saying will have on his listeners. Consequently, he says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Verses 28 and 29. Proof that the Savior has power to raise men spiritually from the grave of their sin and rebellion will be wonderfully set forth when the voice of the Son of God will raise the dead from their physical graves. All across the world today, Christ, through his word, is calling sinners out of the grave of sin. Many scoff and marvel at such a doctrine. But Christ says that in a future day, his power to raise the dead will be witnessed in a most spectacular manner. The hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of Christ, and shall come forth. How foolish then, on that great day, will be those who scoffed at the idea of Christ raising men to spiritual life. Note the division amongst mankind on that great occasion of the resurrection of the dead. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life. They that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. There are two resurrections, that of the saved and that of the unsaved. Those who in their lifetime believed the gospel and experienced a spiritual resurrection in which old things passed away and all things in their life became new, they will take part in that resurrection called here by Christ the resurrection of life. On the other hand, the rejecters of the gospel, those who remained in the deadness of their sins, will partake of the second resurrection, called here by Christ the resurrection of damnation. There is a link, a very direct link, between the life we live here on earth and the resurrection of which we will be a part on that future time when the graves will be opened. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. The resurrection we will partake of on that future day is tied to the life we have lived. Let us consider this doing good that is spoken of by Christ. Christ on one occasion said, "None is good save one, that is God." Luke 18, verse 19. This is a key doctrine. Man is a sinner through and through. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, that being so, how can anyone be a partaker of the resurrection of life, spoken of here in verse 29? Let me refer you to the wonderful miracle of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. It is recorded in John chapter 11, the verses 43 and 44. Moments before he came out of the tomb, he had been a stinking corpse. So said his sister Martha. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." John chapter 11, verse 39. But when he came forth from the grave, the putrefaction of his body ceased. He donned new clothes and began to live a life of usefulness to God. Well, here is a picture of how the sinner may be changed from one who lives to do evil into a person who lives to do good. By the power of Christ's word, sinners are called forth from the grave of sin, new life is implanted within them, and they begin to live as they had been before, unable to live. Because they have become new creatures in Christ, they are enabled to put away their sin and live in holiness unto God. Will you look closely, please, at these verses 28 and 29 and consider what I have said? This is a most vital matter. Here is the very heart of the gospel message. If we get this wrong, then we will get all things wrong. If we miss this truth, then we will miss heaven and endure the consequences of our failure throughout eternity. I am very conscious of the solemn duty that is mine as I set before you the words of life. Please look for yourself at the Saviour's own words in these verses and rest upon what he has said for your salvation. Do remember our program this evening at 9 o'clock. Join me then. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.